A lot has changed in Wisconsin over the last 2+ decades. One change that might surprise you is our water usage. According to a new report published by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales of water by Wisconsin's water utilities have decreased by 18% since 1997. That happens to be as far back as there is readily available data from the state's Public Service Commission. What all accounts for that drop? Does that mean our state is more water secure? Tyler Burns is a researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Tyler, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the interest in the topic.
Before we dive into the water, Tyler, I understand you kind of stumbled across this water usage story while you were looking at something else. What led you into digging deeper into our water sales?
So we've been working on some reports on basic services. You know, think about sewer, stormwater management, trends in what we do with trash, how we produce it, where it goes, that sort of thing. And, you know, water utilities fit in with that. These are, you know, some of the most important services, things we take for granted that just sort of happen every day. And we wanted to shine some light on that. And so we were digging around for data at Public Service Commission, and they have reports from each of the water utilities about what they sell in terms of how many gallons they sell, what the revenues are, all those sorts of things. And we pulled that information out and we started looking at some of the trends, and we were surprised. Again, as you said, it's a pretty significant drop, 18% in water sales over this time period, while we've had a growing population, while the economy's been expanding, those sorts of things. And so we started to dig in to see, where has that use dropped most? And what are some things that tells us about the state? And so I think we found some pretty interesting things.
Let's start with the one we may be most familiar with if we get a water bill, residential use. What's been happening? How big a decline have we seen in how much water we're using at home?
So residential use has declined roughly about 10-12% over this time period. And that's largely due to, think about the activities we do to conserve water at home. Install low-flow shower heads, install low-flow toilets, fix leaks. That's another big one. And just sort of thinking about water as something we need to conserve because it, impacts our family budget. And so that's been a pretty substantial decline. But we'll, I'm sure, talk about it in a minute here. That's not the big driver of this overall decline. That's sort of on the manufacturing side.
Yeah. And talk about what we've seen in manufacturing and industrial use of water.
So industrial use, again, that's the biggie. And, if you think about places like, Madison here where I live, we've lost, industry in terms of the Oscar Mayer plant, a Sara Lee bakery. And so that same story has kind of played out across the state where industrial users have left the area or just become, far more efficient. And so due to that, we've lost, we're using, where's the number here? We've sold, 34% less water to industrial customers, 17.2 billion gallons over this 30-year period. And again, that's, chalked up to both industrial plants moving and then also using water much more efficiently.
Now, with this overall decline in utility water sales, we hear the percent declines and things like that. Can you give us a sense of, how much water we're talking about?
So it's a huge number. I kept having to check my decimal points while I was doing the analysis. We sell something like, and these water utilities sell 138 billion gallons of water annually for use. And so, looping back to our 18% decline over this 30-year period, that's 30 billion gallons. That's enough to fill Lake Monona here in Madison. And so the numbers get really big really fast when we're talking about water use, especially on a statewide basis.
Talking to Tyler Burns, researcher of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, looking at declining water usage here in the state. Now, Tyler, we're talking about what is sold by utilities. That's one piece of the puzzle with the most accessible data. You also took a look at what we know about some of the big users of power plants and agriculture. Where do they fit in when it comes to the amount of water that gets used in the state?
So power plants, they really dwarf all other users of water. And this is, so this is data that we collect, the Wisconsin DNR collects on withdrawals from both groundwater and surface water across the state as part of the Great Lakes Compact. And so DNR has a pretty good sense of how much water all these customers are using, or all these withdrawals are using. And again, power plants dwarf all other users. They're at, you know, in the neighborhood of 73 to 75%, depending on the year. And what they're using that water for is cooling their equipment, making steam to make power. And you know, there are issues associated with that, potentially, you know, heat pollution in water, that sort of thing. And they're working to reduce their water use too. But they're kind of the elephant in the room when it comes to total surface water withdrawals. Agricultural irrigation here in Wisconsin is, you know, in the neighborhood of 4 to 5% each year. That's excluding cranberries. But agriculture is 4 to 5% of the water withdrawn in the state, and you know that's largely because if you think about Wisconsin, we don't irrigate that much across the state. You know, setting aside a place like sort of the Central Sands County where there's a lot of irrigation, we're not massive irrigators in the state. And then cranberry bogs, they account for about 3% of the withdrawals annually, and again, that sort of bounces back and forth depending on, you know, what the year was in terms of weather, what other users are doing. So agriculture together between cranberry and irrigation is in the neighborhood of 7, 8, 9%. So again, less than public water utilities, but still substantial users.
Our starting point was the stuff that comes through utilities, the metered water supply that comes to our homes, businesses, and industry. When we take all this stuff into context, Tyler, the power plants, agriculture, and more, are we still seeing an overall decline in the amount of water we use up here in the state?
That's a little bit harder to tell. And, you know, this is kind of a jumping off point, I think, for some more research that we're going to do into these uses. But because, you know, any change that power plants do, you know, is going to kind of skew the overall results. But that said, we are 6% lower in 2021, which is the most recent data that DNR has, than our annual average. And again, that's largely due to decreases in withdrawals by power plants because they're trying to operate more water consciously. You know, talking about big numbers, as total statewide, all water withdrawals from all sources, it's 1.8 trillion gallons of water, including power plants, water utilities, agriculture users, other users. So that's just a massive number of gallons withdrawn each year.
So the next question, I guess, is if we're using less water, is this good news for our water supply in the state, groundwater, surface water, and more? What kind of things do we start to look at to see, okay, are our water savings adding up to a real difference in our water supply?
So I think generally, yes. I think, you know, Madison, again, is a good example where the water utility is actually seeing, you know, groundwater recharge. So the water that we use for our water utility, it's not shrinking, it's growing. On the other hand, you know, there is kind of a potential negative story there with, you know, as manufacturers leave, there's hardships associated with that. I think, you know, as we've used fewer gallons of water, especially water utility water, you know, that's water that has to be treated, has to be pumped, has to be piped. It's good to use less of that in large part because there's a substantial gain in terms of energy, right? We're using far less energy to clean this water, to pump this water, those sorts of things. And so, you know, in the context of climate change, that's a major benefit. I think it also speaks to the overall capacity of our water utilities to provide more water to, you know, potentially industries that would like to relocate from truly water-starved states like the Southwest to, you know, Wisconsin to build a you know, chip manufacturing plant or other water-intensive industry. We are in a position where, you know, we have substantial water resources.
And Tyler, as you mentioned, you kind of stumbled onto this water story while looking at other public services. What would be your next questions when it comes to how we use water in Wisconsin?
So I think there's two things that this has sort of led me to want to investigate, which number one is, you know, deeper questions about these surface water and groundwater withdrawals in total. You know, DNR has some really good data on that, and it'd be nice to kind of dig into the changing, you know, power plant usage, irrigation usage, and looking at over a longer time horizon. And then secondly, PSC also has very good data on lead laterals, lead pipes in water utilities across the state. And so it would be interesting to dig into where exactly those lead laterals are distributed across the state and potentially what it would cost to address them. And those are kind of the next places to go from here.
Tyler, thanks for sharing your research with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Tyler Burns. You too. That's Tyler Burns, researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We talked to him today about a new report he worked on showing how water sales from Wisconsin utilities have dropped by 18% over the last two decades and what's driving that.